questions as soon as possible. I wish to thank you for your questions.
Thank you for your questions. I am from the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security. Just now, the expert mentioned questions related to sexual harassment at a workplace. Later, our colleague from the National People's Congress will explain about the legislation on sexual harassment. In practice, in order to eliminate sexual harassment at a workplace, our ministry has done the following. On 8th of March this year, that is to say on the International Women's Day, we organized a meeting with the relevant parties and issued a guideline on eliminating sexual harassment at workplace. The purpose of adopting this guideline is to help enterprises to establish a system to combat sexual harassment. It has seven chapters and 20 articles. It is a short document and very reader-friendly. Therefore, the enterprise only needs to fill out the blanks in this document and can make it into a code of conduct for the enterprise. In this document, we explain three things. First, the enterprises openly commit to zero tolerance stance on sexual harassment. And the perpetrator needs to know that their behavior is not welcome at the enterprise. This is to create an enabling environment to deter practices of sexual harassment. As we say in China, we need to make them feel like a mouse passing through the street and will be caught out by everyone. Second, we need to make sure to deal with the sexual harassment practices in daily work and draw a red line that cannot be crossed. Third, we have clarified the procedures for reporting and addressing such behavior. In the process of handling, privacy and confidentiality need to be ensured. Relevant perpetrators need to be transferred to different departments to avoid secondary damages or trauma to the victim to ensure the enforcement of the document. For procuratorate at different levels, they will refer to this document to launch public interest litigation on cases of sexual harassment. Today, I'm bringing this document with me, and you can also find an electronic version online. It is free to download, and all enterprises can access this document. This will help to prevent sexual harassment at workplace. Just now, the expert also touched upon the convention and a recommendation on sexual harassment. China was one of the founding countries of the ILO. We are also in the council of the ILO. We have also been actively participating in the formulation of international instrument. We also put these instruments into practice. We noticed that in June 2019, the ILO published a document on eliminating violence and sexual harassment at workplace, which has already been adopted. This helps to eliminate sexual harassment at workplace. It also gives us a lot of good practice. When adopting the guideline on sexual harassment this year, China fully takes this convention on board. We also carefully studied all the provisions in the ILO convention, on top of which we developed this guideline on sexual harassment. China has ratified 28 ILO conventions, and we have already signed 7 of the 10 core conventions of the International Labour Organization. That's the end of my